Welcome to the Crypto Daily Brief, your source for the latest updates, market trends, and key insights in the world of cryptocurrency. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Bitcoin is gearing up for the next leg of its acceleration phase, according to Fidelity Research. Second, venture capital rounds are still pulling in eight-figure funding deals, suggesting the crypto bull market is far from over. Third, Brazil has barred major pension funds from investing in cryptocurrencies. Fourth, Cardano is teaming up with Zekrit to make decentralized finance compliance ready for institutions. So let's dive into our first story. Fidelity Digital Assets has released new research suggesting that Bitcoin is not done with its bull market just yet. According to the report, Bitcoin is still in an acceleration phase, characterized by high volatility and profit potential. The research indicates that the market has not yet reached a blow-off top, a point typically followed by a sharp price decline. The report from Fidelity analyst Zach Wainwright points out that Bitcoin's price history during these phases shows significant volatility, similar to the price action we saw when Bitcoin surged past $20,000 back in December 2020. Despite a year-to-date return reflecting an 11.4% loss and being down nearly 25% from its all-time high, the performance aligns with Bitcoin's average drawdowns from previous cycles. Interestingly, Wainwright notes that the current acceleration phase is nearing its completion, with March 3rd marking day 232 of this period. Historically, these phases have lasted slightly longer, suggesting we might see this cycle stretch out a bit more. For example, previous peaks lasted up to day 280. Now, even though Bitcoin has been lingering below $100,000 since February 21, and the market is facing challenges like tariff-induced volatility and recession fears, large entities are still buying in big. Just recently, Strategy CEO Michael Saylor announced a purchase of over 22,000 Bitcoins, and Mara Holdings is looking to raise $2 billion to buy more Bitcoin. This kind of activity, especially from large-cap firms and international companies, highlights a price-agnostic approach to Bitcoin as a reserve asset. It shows that despite short-term volatility, there's a strong belief in Bitcoin's future potential among institutional investors. All right, let's talk venture capital in the crypto space, because despite some market jitters, there's still a ton of money pouring in. March has been a big month for funding rounds, with several projects pulling in eight-figure investments. This is a strong indicator that the crypto bull market might not be over just yet, even if Bitcoin has seen a bit of a pullback. We've got some notable names here. Across Protocol, for instance, raised $41 million through a token sale. This Ethereum cross-chain interoperability platform is doing some exciting stuff by expanding Ethereum Layer 2 connectivity. They're using something called Intents to make asset transfers faster and cheaper, which is a big deal for scalability. Then there's Crossmint, which closed a $23.6 million round. They're making it easier for companies to onboard to Web3 with low-code APIs. This means businesses can jump into blockchain without needing deep expertise, which could really accelerate adoption. Abound, a remittance app, also made waves with a $14 million raise. It's bridging the gap for remittances between India and the U.S., and it's interesting to see how blockchain might play a role in making cross-border payments smoother. Chronicle, an Ethereum Oracle provider, managed to secure $12 million in seed funding. They're connecting protocol developers with real-time data feeds, crucial for DeFi and tokenization ecosystems. This is a space that's definitely heating up. And let's not forget Level USD, a new stablecoin that received $2.6 million in funding. It's a yield-bearing stablecoin, which means it can earn interest, and it's already integrated with a few DeFi protocols. Lastly, Halliday and Validation Cloud both closed significant funding rounds, focusing on making blockchain development more accessible and expanding infrastructure solutions, respectively. It's clear that there's a lot of innovation and investment happening across the board. All right, let's break down the recent news from Brazil about pension funds and cryptocurrency. Brazil's National Monetary Council, or CMN, just ruled that certain pension funds cannot invest in cryptocurrencies. Specifically, this affects the closed pension entities known as Entidades Fechadas de Previdência Complementar, or EFPCs. These are essentially pension funds for unionized and company-employed workers, and they manage a lot of retirement savings. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. The CMN decided that cryptocurrencies are too risky for these funds to include in their reserve portfolios. This decision aligns with a cautious approach, considering that these pension funds typically invest in more traditional assets like bonds and equities. The ruling came out under Resolution 5.202/2025, and it highlights concerns over the volatile nature of digital currencies. Now, what's interesting is that this move by Brazil contrasts with what we're seeing in other parts of the world. For example, in the United States, some states are starting to allow limited crypto exposure in their pension funds. Wisconsin's State Investment Board, for instance, has invested a significant amount in Bitcoin through an exchange-traded fund. Similarly, in the United Kingdom, there are pension funds that have begun dabbling in crypto allocations. However, it's important to note that this ruling doesn't apply to all types of pension funds in Brazil. Open pension funds and individual retirement products offered by banks and insurers might still have some leeway to invest indirectly in cryptocurrencies, perhaps through exchange-traded funds or tokenized asset platforms. So, while the CMN's decision clamps down on direct crypto investments for some pension funds, there are still avenues for crypto exposure within the Brazilian pension landscape. All right, let's talk about the recent collaboration between Cardano and Zekret, which is aiming to make decentralized finance compliance ready for institutions. This is a big deal because it addresses one of the main hurdles for institutional adoption of DeFi, regulatory compliance. So Cardano, with its focus on scalability and security, is partnering with Zekret, a tech company specializing in privacy solutions. Together, they're working on a framework that ensures DeFi projects can meet compliance requirements without sacrificing decentralization or privacy. The collaboration is set to focus on creating tools and protocols that allow DeFi platforms to integrate Know Your Customer, or KYC, and anti-money laundering, or AML, measures seamlessly. This means institutions can participate in DeFi with greater confidence and less regulatory risk. What's exciting here is that Zekret's privacy tech will play a key role in making sure that while compliance is met, the privacy of users is still protected. This balance is crucial for institutions that want to leverage DeFi without exposing sensitive user data. Cardano's robust blockchain infrastructure will support these compliance tools, making it easier for projects built on Cardano to adopt these new standards. This could potentially open the floodgates for more institutional money to flow into the DeFi space, which is quite promising. Overall, this partnership could be a game changer in how institutions interact with decentralized finance. By addressing compliance, Cardano and Zekret are paving the way for a new wave of institutional adoption, which could significantly boost the DeFi ecosystem. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening and hope to catch you next time.